Hi, this is Sarit Switzer, and welcome to the It Is Taught podcast, a podcast devoted to the teachings of Rabbi Schneur Zalman of Liadi, as recorded in his most famous work, The Tanya. My hope for this show is to make these teachings accessible and relatable to the average person, regardless of prior Jewish education or affiliation. The episodes follow the prescribed daily study portions and are meant to serve as practical lessons in how to live your life as your true self and develop an authentic and powerful relationship with your Creator. I have personally experienced the effects the study of this work has had on me, and I'm excited to share what I can of this knowledge with you. So please join me on this journey of learning, self-growth, and connection with your source. Hi, and welcome to the It Is Taught podcast. This is episode 131 for the first of Nisan in a leap year. So it's Rosh Chodesh, so happy Rosh Chodesh. And we are still in the middle of chapter 39, and this is a very mappy kind of chapter. We're mapping out the abode of different souls. And if you remember from yesterday, and if you don't, please go back and listen, we were talking about the fact that there are certain souls, very select individuals, who get to have their abode in the highest of all the worlds, which is the world of Atzilus. This is a world which is like only loosely referred to as a world because it's different from the other worlds in the sense that there is no entity in that world that has a true independent existence other than God. Everything in that world is totally and utterly unified with God. So it's like the things that exist in that world, whether they're souls or energies or things like that, we can't really even call them creations. That's why it's called the world of emanation, because they merely are emanations of God. And we talked about how it was possible for certain souls to have their abode in this area and very select individuals. These are certain people who devote their lives so thoroughly and completely to serving God that their actual bodies and souls become vehicles for him, become chariots for God. So this is like what we had with the forefathers, with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and here and there throughout history, there are other select individuals who are like this. So now today's focus is going to be on a different class of righteous people who are definitely completely righteous. They're very righteous, but we can't say that they're on this level of being a chariot. So they don't actually have their abode in Atzilus, at least not permanently, but rather their actual abode, like their place of residence, the place that suits them, is the world of Bria, which if you recall of what we've been talking about and how we've been defining this world, the world of Bria is the world of intellect, namely godly intellect. And the reason why this is their abode is because these are people who really have also devoted their lives to serving God through really using their mind and their intellect to the fullest capacity to be able to really come to a sense through intellectual understanding and meditation of coming to really feel this intense love and fear of God. So for these kind of people, they do not have their residence in Atzilus, like we've been talking about, but rather their permanent residence is in Bria. However, nevertheless, some of these kind of people get to visit, quote unquote, Atzilus once in a while. And this is what we're going to be talking about in today's section is when is it that these souls that really do reside in Bria, when do they get to visit Atzilus? So let's get straight into the text. It's pretty short today, and I think the text will explain it better than I can in my own words. So the Alter Rebbe says that for the one, so this is in contrast to those souls who have their residence in Atzilus. So he says, for those, however, who have the root of their soul is too small to be able to contain this type of service, this pure service of to be completely nullified and encompassed in the light of God through his service. So just pause here for a second. And something interesting, I think, that is interesting to point out and to note is the Alter Rebbe is basically saying he's kind of like saying that it's not through fault. It's nobody's fault that they're not able to do this. Like some people, we have different, there's our service and there's what we put into the world, what we work at, how we try to improve ourselves and get close to God. But there's also something called a soul root. And we all have different types of soul roots. So the Alter Rebbe is saying here that there are some people who this soul, their soul root is too small to be able to have this service of total self-abnegation, self-nullification. So for some people, it's really just not possible. Like we're not all meant to be on this crazy high level, basically, is what the Alter Rebbe is saying. So then he says, but for these people, nevertheless, there are certain times, so it's specific times that are like auspicious times that come from above. For example, during the prayer of Shmoneh Esrei, like the Amida prayer in davening, that is in Atzilus. So like the prayer of Shmoneh Esrei is very much connected to Atzilus, especially when we bow down. That with every bowing down, this isn't an aspect of Atzilus. It's kind of like, you know, we're bowing down and it's a form of almost like self-abnegation, which is the whole idea of Atzilus. And the Alter Rebbe says that this is written about in the Pri Etz Chaim in Kabbalah Shabbos, because this is the idea of being totally nullified to God's light, to be considered as if you are nothing. So this, the idea of bowing is sort of representing that. And so even though these kind of souls do get to have this experience of visiting, quote unquote, the world of Atzilus, of kind of having this connection to the world of Atzilus at select times, like while they're praying or something like that, nevertheless, their principal abode is in the world of Bria. Like this is really where their dwelling place and the permanent dwelling place of their soul is in the world of Bria. And then the Alter Rebbe concludes with something in brackets where it says, just during very auspicious times, their soul will rise up to Atzilus in an aspect of Mein Nukvin, which means feminine waters, as is known to those who know. So it's a little cryptic at the end, but the basic idea is that there are certain select times that these individuals could rise up to the level of Atzilus, but it's not their permanent residence. So that's the end of the section. I think it's pretty straightforward. Basically, there are different kinds of souls, different soul roots, things like that, and not all righteous people all have their residence in the world of Atzilus, and not all righteous people have this ability to attain the level of total self-abnegation to the point of being a chariot. But nevertheless, those people who are not on that level, but they are still very great tzaddikim and reside in the world of Bria, they could at times perhaps have this like select experience of experiencing the world of Atzilus during prayer and perhaps other times as well that the Alter Rebbe doesn't really elaborate upon. So that's it for today. Pretty short, and we'll continue tomorrow. I'll speak to you then. Thanks for listening to the It Is Taught podcast, hosted by Sarit Switzer. This podcast is dedicated in loving memory of my maternal grandfather, Avraham Yitzchak Ben Binyamin HaKohen of blessed memory. Music by Shoshana. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the show, please share it with others and subscribe on YouTube, Apple iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And make sure to leave us a 5-star review. To find out more about the It Is Taught project, including more information on my soon-to-be-published book, please visit our website, itistaught.com. To catch the latest from me, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Looking forward to speaking with you tomorrow, and until then, have a great day.